This is Dairy Radio Now.
The Animal Agriculture Alliance's Stakeholder Summit recently wrapped up in Arlington, Virginia, a one-of-a-kind conference attended by a diverse group, as we hear from John Clark.
With Hannah Thompson-Weeman, who's the CEO of Animal Ag Alliance.
So our annual summit is our way of bringing together the entire animal agriculture and food community to talk about our future, make sure we have a bright future and a place on the consumer's plates, and what we can all do to take steps toward that. This year, our theme is Partners in Progress, Building a Sustainable Future for Animal Agriculture. So we are talking all about partnerships, both within the animal agriculture community and all the way down to the consumer across the food chain, so that we can work together to have a sustainable future.
Hannah, one of the things I've always marveled at is you have a great eclectic mix of people here.
We have such a diverse crowd at the Stakeholder Summit. It is everybody from beef, pork, dairy, chicken, turkey, eggs, aquaculture. We have fur, we have research, we have dog breeders, the companion animal space, everyone who involves animal agriculture or animals in general in their livelihood, we want to have here at this conference because we all have shared issues, opportunities for collaboration, and we also have everyone from farmers and ranchers to association leaders, companies, issues management folks, communication folks, scientists, veterinarians. If they work in animal agriculture, we've got at least one in the room here today, and that's so important to collaboration. The whole role of the Alliance, and by extension our summit, is bringing everyone to the table, everyone who has a stake in the future of animal agriculture. And if purchasing trends and regulations and restaurant retail policies impacts your bottom line, you want to be in this room, having a voice, and ultimately taking lessons learned back to your company, organization, commodity, state, whatever it might be. You're going to learn things here that you can go home and immediately apply to what you're doing to, again, build that sustainable future. Farm security and monitoring animal rights activism is probably the most important part of the work that the Alliance does and what we're the experts in. We extensively monitor these organizations. We have group profiles on more than 200 different groups that are targeting animal agriculture in one way or another. We're following them on social media, in the media, at their events, so that we can be that source of intelligence for the animal agriculture community. And we send out alerts and just inform everyone, again, because we need to protect ourselves. We need to know what steps to take to mitigate the influence of these organizations who just don't believe there's any way to ethically and responsibly raise animals for food.
You interact with many state and regional animal ag groups that look to you for that guidance and leadership.
Our membership is very diverse. It is not just big national organizations. It gets individual producers as well as state and regional organizations representing the different commodities. So our role is to inform those organizations so they can turn around and tell their producers what's going on. And that's such the value of our network because we don't always reach the end producer. So those state and regional members can help us get the word to the people who really need it.
Let's talk a little bit about membership. It's very important. It's the lifeblood of you, but it's also important to have that support, that critical mass of people out there who say, you're doing a great job.
Our work is not possible without the support of our members, sponsors, and donors, whether they're a regular member every year or they sponsor programs like College Aggies Online, the Stakeholder Summit, or Animal Ag Allies. The work that we do is so important to be supported by them, not only by their funding, but also having them involved in the network of what we do. We're only able to have the information we do by crowdsourcing, by hearing different things from different members, and that networking between members is so valuable. So that support, again, keeps the lights on and the work running and us moving forward, but it also really helps us have the breadth of knowledge within our membership base.
So you're privy to information that the general public might not be available to.
So in 2020, we launched the Animal Ag Allies program that is intended to empower farmers, ranchers, practicing veterinarians, and others who are interested in animal agriculture to have those conversations and be outspoken advocates online, in person, in their communities. It's a series of online self-paced modules covering a lot of important topics, and it's a really important program for anyone who wants to do more on these issues but maybe isn't sure how.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Animal Ag Alliance Summit 2023. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back in 2024 in Kansas City. I believe May 8th and 9th is those dates, and look forward to continuing the conversation.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.